You're controlling everything.
3, 2, 1.
I know. I just hate not having that.
Should we start over?
No. We should keep going. Hi.
Okay. Hi, everyone.
For Paige, took the headphones that I always wear, so like I can always hear what's going on, even though I can still hear what's going on.
Listen.
I just feel naked.
I wanted to just have a new perspective into this podcast. I'm always just talking and I can't hear myself. I mean, like I could always hear myself, but right. Like I can't hear myself through the microphone.
I feel weird.
So this is cool. I should get another pair. I don't have another.
We should get the headphone split jack. The split jack.
Split jack.
Can you hear me? Am I talking even?
Like, you gotta talk into the mic, Meg.
I'm like touching my head. I'm so uncomfortable.
Do you think they have a split jack cord?
They make them.
Technical terms. Yeah. Anyway, how are you?
I have never seen you on your element than with you with the notes in one hand, headphones on one, mic in the other.
How are you?
This is classic Paige.
Can you tell
I'm
me
good,
how you
Paige.
Are.
I'm really good. I just feel weird, but I'm good.
Okay, so you were in the midst of packing for your new apartment.
Yes.
How was the packing process going?
I know that I said that I would never hate anything as much as furniture shopping.
Right.
That was a lie. I hate packing.
I knew that was going to be a lie.
I hate packing even more. It's awful. You don't realize how much shit you have until you go through it.
I have a question for you about packing.
Okay.
Have you found anything like you were like, oh my God, I lost this. Or like, this is weird. Why do I have this?
Yeah.
Because I feel like your room, like,
yeah, no.
This is your like childhood room.
Right.
You have everything. In there that you've ever probably owned.
My whole life.
Ever. Even through the moves to Temple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
have you found anything you're like, oh, I missed that shirt?
Well, a couple things.
Okay.
You're going to regret asking this question.
Oh, God.
So when I was thinking of moving in the summer, when I was just getting stuff together, I started to try to move like my older stuff out.
Right.
I did stumble upon my journal from 3rd and 6th grade.
Do you still have it? In your possession.
I do.
Okay, next podcast, y'all.
Yeah.
We're going to go through the diary.
I think I need to Instagram one of the pictures that I drew.
Absolutely.
I used to draw what I learned in school. So there's a lot of like war pictures.
Right, because...
And Jesus pictures.
Meg was an evil child who also had...
Jesus is Jesus. That's not evil.
No, I'm saying the war pictures.
Oh, yeah. The war ones were pretty bad.
And also had a great relationship with her one and only.
There's a lot of like passages about Joe needing a haircut. In my 6th grade one, it's like, today Joe
Doesn't
still didn't get
make
a haircut.
You sick that in 6th grade you were writing about your current boyfriend.
Yeah, and I still
makes
feel like sometimes he needs a haircut. So it's just
foreshadowing is what that was.
That's all it is. But the other
weird thing
I found. So I found the journal. What was the weird thing I found last night? And I was just
did
like,
you have like a voodoo doll? I could see you having a voodoo
no,
doll.
No, I didn't. I think at one point I did have one.
Or maybe like a dartboard with like
no.
Dishwise.
Oh,
face
I
on
did
it.
In my fourth grade journal. I found that one too. There was a picture of a dartboard with one of my teacher's faces on it.
I knew you would have something
it's,
like
it's
that.
It's hilarious. It's gold. I even drew a mole that she had like and had the dart go. I was very creative. I think that's creativity at its finest.
Probably not. So in as well as, you know, you're packing, you're getting ready for this new apartment. It's a big
Paige is shimmying her ass off right now.
Like when you're moving in, do you have an aesthetic for the type of decor?
Yeah, so I can absolutely answer
and interior
this question.
Design. Like I knew you probably have an idea of like what you want.
I'm
your
gonna
new
answer
place
this
like.
Question with an answer and then a short story.
You cut out.
Fix me. Fix it. Hello.
Okay. Yeah. You okay?
I have a small story about this. Is this the appropriate time to share it?
It's always an appropriate time.
Okay, great. I just feel like I need to ask your permission. What?
Timer.
Oh, right. Sorry.
No, you always have permission to speak freely.
So my aesthetic going in
I love
was
the word
like,
aesthetic.
I wanted a lot of like, you know, I only really wear dark colors. So I was just like, we'll do dark blues. We'll do some grays.
Blue,
we'll do white.
Dark blue.
Have you ever been alone in a crowded room? Okay. But then, however, I realized, Meg, you can't afford Target. You just got an apartment, you idiot. So Walmart it is. So whatever colors the Walmart is what color my apartment is.
Right. Are you here's a side question. Are you allowed to paint the walls?
Don't know. I wouldn't though, because we just painted our furniture this week. That was what we did.
It was just a simple question.
It was the worst experience. Worse than packing, worse than furniture. Painting furniture is worse
what
than
else,
buying furniture,
Meg?
Y'all.
What else is worse?
So
jeez Louise.
We go to this apartment, we looked at it the first time, and I swear to you, like the rugs were light gray. Like as light gray as that little bench thing over there.
Okay, if people can see it, it's pretty light
my
gray.
My weirdest thing in this world, like my weirdest fashion thing, is I don't like gray and brown. That's becoming like a really fashionable thing right now. And
interesting.
I don't mess
Who
with it.
Who told you this? The magazines?
Yeah, it's like a thing. Like, that's what people were wearing.
Right.
So I am not about it.
Okay.
So when we went to the apartment, I'm like, the rugs are light gray. We are staying away from brown altogether. Right. There's a point to this, I swear.
Okay.
So we went furniture shopping, as you know from the previous podcast, for about 3 hours. I wanted to rip my hair out. Mm-hmm. We passed so many brown couches, and I was like, no.
It has to be the right.
It had to be
room,
dark
the right
gray.
Mood. Yes.
I was like, I've never been so set on anything. I probably have. That's dramatic.
That's
but
very
that
dramatic.
Week,
you're
I
being very
been.
Dramatic right now.
So then we go to visit the apartment this weekend, mm-hmm. and we get to go look at it.
Is this when you put up the Instagram with the keys?
Heck yeah, it is. Cool. So I'm walking down the
if
stairs.
If you didn't see it, check it out.
And I went,
at Meg Walt.
What color are these rugs? And she was like, they look like, oh no. No, that's in the light. They look great. She goes, they're oatmeal. They're like brown.
You could have gotten a brown couch.
Everything I bought is gray.
How now, brown cow? Oh, we have a guest.
We have a visitor? Frankie!
We do actually have a guest, but this is a...
Oh my God, we have two guests.
Two guests.
All the
come
guests.
Come say, what is one word that's on your mind right now?
Oranges.
Yeah,
thank
right
you. Thank you for that. Good to talk to you.
Always
see you around.
A pleasure.
So oranges? I don't know.
Everything I bought is gray. Nothing matches.
I'm
at a loss.
Are you okay?
Well, then I go to tell Joe, and his dad starts cracking up, and he's like, ah, and I was like, what? And he's like, my dad noticed, and I made him promise not to tell you, because I thought that you would just wouldn't notice. Like, he thought I would just not ever notice that the carpets were not gray.
Why didn't he say, like, hey, Meg, by the way, I actually think...
Because we had bought everything already. Like, they noticed it when we went to visit it. So,
So
I just, you know, I just, at this point... I just don't care anymore. I was like, I don't care. I said, buy me a rug. I don't care. Like, I care less.
You keep going in and out.
Push,
you just really need to hold
that.
So, okay. Yeah. I think this is a perfect time.
Yeah, no, right. Oh, wait. Answer to the riddle.
Oh, my gosh. These darn riddles.
Sorry. I think the riddle was, what word gets longer? No.
Yep.
What word gets
shorter?
Shorter when you add two.
S?
What five-letter word gets shorter when you add two letters? And the answer is short, because shorter.
I think I said
you
that.
You did. You started to say, I think you said it on the podcast.
I think
actually.
I did say it. So you're welcome.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get this round of applause going. We have a guest.
Reggae horn from all
this
over
is
our guest.
So our friend over here is a Mother Teresa Levin.
Oh my God. She wrote you a
Irish
biography.
Dancing fool. An all-around good time gal. Give it up for Molly.
Thanks,
that
pals.
That did not sound good, Meg. Your mic doesn't sound good. But, Mal, hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, how are
Wait,
you?
She dead up wrote Mother Teresa Loving, Irish Dancing Fool.
It's all true.
I'm only telling the truth
I love
here.
Her.
I just think it's
I know
hilarious.
I do. Mm-hmm. That's why I put it. She's a big part of your story.
Exactly.
Your storyline.
That's what I thought. And it's such a good answer to when someone says, If you could have lunch with any person in the world.
Yeah.
It's just a good one to have in
your
back
Great question
pocket.
To start off with. If you could have lunch with any three people in the world, let's make it fun. We know Mother Teresa's
Living
on the
dead.
List. She's going to be your fill-in.
She's
let's
your
go
alternate.
For three others.
MT's your alternate.
So three others.
Yep.
Probably. So they're all going to be like saints. I'm just really into
I think
saints.
We should maybe. Let's just go celebs.
Let's do celebs.
Dorothy Day isn't a saint. She's a celeb.
Alive?
She started the
celebs?
Catholic worker movement. No.
Musicians?
Musicians?
Yeah, let's do that.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
They're all going to be saints. Really starting off with a
Well, my mom is
kicker.
One of them.
Okay.
My mom is one of them.
You can't be related.
You can have lunch with your mom.
You can have lunch with your mom anytime.
Ever. Okay.
Like, that's a sweet,
a
sweet
musician,
answer.
Ingrid Michaelson.
Great answer.
That's a good one.
Thank you. Who else?
A celebrity?
Anybody who you're like,
maybe
oh.
someone who didn't like do something amazing.
Who's
for the
guy?
Deacon?
Russell Crowe.
Oh, didn't see that coming. I thought you were going to say Deacon from Nashville.
And Vin Diesel.
That
this,
is so not what I just expected Molly
turn?
To say.
I'm not sure if this was a good turn.
We went from Molly's mom to Vin Diesel.
No, first we started with, I'm going to pick all saints.
Yeah.
To Vin Diesel.
And then I'm going
to
pick Vin Diesel.
I'm on a
Vin
big saint kick
Diesel.
Right now.
That's okay. That's a good thing to be on a kick about.
Yeah.
Who are you intrigued about right now?
I'm just reading some biographies.
Mm-hmm. Saint Aunt Elizabeth
Saint
Ann
Teresa
Seton.
Teresa of Avila is pretty badass.
Is she a BA?
She's pretty cool.
What is she like? What's her like?
She was
story?
Like super like pretty and like she.
Right. Was she a nun?
They're like all.
No. Yes. Yes. Okay. She was a Carmelite.
Well, for everybody who's still listening,
wake up.
I'm really sorry.
No.
So thanks for sticking it through.
No, Vin Diesel was a good, like,
yeah,
head
I'm
turner.
Intrigued by that.
I've always been attracted to Vin Diesel.
Is it the bald head?
The bald head.
Is it like the
ding, ding, ding?
Fast and the Furious. Is that what he's known for?
You know, it's the pacifier.
You know what? When you said Vin Diesel, my mind always goes right to that movie. That's a great movie, though.
Typical. Mm. Who's the child in that?
There's
like eight.
A lot.
It's like cheaper by the
dozen.
Vin Diesel
style. Meg, I think we need to speak out of the same mic.
Hello?
There it is. Vin.
Not what I did.
Vin Diesel.
Yes.
Vin Diesel. Interesting. Mm-hmm. So I thought we could, you know, dive in a little bit into your livelihood. So you're a nurse.
I am.
Molly saves lives. She's better than all of us.
Yeah, she's a nurse for children. I will not say where because let's just HIPAA.
We'll just keep it at that.
HIPAA. Anyway, would you have, you know, any advice that you'd like to give the young nurses out there? Like,
oh, I thought you were just going to say people. And I was like, you just want her to give medical advice.
Well, because you know
drink
that nursing
water.
School is
now
not.
The sun.
Just drink that water. No, because nursing school is not an easy thing.
It's not.
At all.
It's not.
So what made you, what got you through nursing school? Coffee?
Coffee.
Alcohol?
I couldn't drink. Should we touch on that?
This is a perfect.
Should we touch on
Molly,
that?
Molly, this was a great segue. Forget about the advice. So I just want everyone. Okay, so Molly's a very good person. We know it. We get it. Whatever. She went to, was it when you were in Africa or Haiti?
We're not really sure.
Molly's been to a ton of places because she's, again,
so,
better than all of us.
Yeah, so she, you know, she does a lot of great, wonderful work in these third world countries, and we love her for it. So were you getting testing done, just your normal checkups for nursing school?
Oh, I forgot testing.
About this. I thought this was the gluten
so,
thing we were going
you know,
for.
She's getting her flu shot. She's getting her tetanus shot, re-up. Getting that TB, that tuberculosis, you know.
The PPD.
The PPD. And they say, uh-oh.
Positive
for that tuberculosis.
Just a casual case, the touch of tuberculosis.
Casual case. But you were a carrier. Or,
I had
or did you straight up have
it? TB.
So in layman's terms?
So I like to describe it as.
It was a sleeper.
I'm not sure if this
sleeper
is appropriate.
Cell. It's
very
appropriate.
You know when someone like has herpes and they just have it?
Yeah.
Is have it.
They always have herpes. Like right. They can never get rid of herpes. Is it always active?
Sure
no.
Isn't.
But do they always have herpes?
Sure do. It's always inside of them.
So did just I like have active soul. TB?
No.
But was it inside of me?
Yeah, sure
around
was.
My cells? Doing backflips?
Mm-hmm. Sure was there.
And I was 10% more likely to get TB if I was.
How do you rid yourself? Do you ever rid yourself of this?
So I took a medicine for a year. This all happened
right.
My senior year of college.
So she took this medicine, right. Which basically was a pregnancy.
She couldn't drink.
It was
9 months.
A medical induced
pregnancy. Basically.
No child at the end.
No child.
Yep.
Just
no TV.
Just straight up. Just no alcohol. Were there certain foods you couldn't eat?
Chocolate.
What?
It would like in it would give me a really, really bad headache.
Oh, I just would have taken
I didn't,
it.
No,
I,
would
no,
taken
I did.
TV.
I would eat it, but I would get the worst headache in the beginning. I couldn't figure it out. But then I was researching the medicine more and more, mm-hmm. And it was saying how it has a sensitivity to chocolate. It would put me into like a migraine.
I would just get TB.
Did you?
I would.
Did you get any morning sickness?
No, but I
you had that kidney.
My
thing.
Liver
the
enzymes.
Yeah, the liver.
Were
she
crazy.
Had a liver scare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
was shutting down a little.
I didn't drink alcohol because this medicine weakened my liver.
Right.
But I forgot that Tylenol is
a liver thing.
You know, it goes through the liver. So.
And you call yourself a nurse?
Mm-hmm, I know. So I took that. For like a couple days, I wasn't feeling too hot, and my liver enzyme spiked. It was almost
oh
liver failure. Got a call from my Woo. Doctor on a Sunday, and
on a Sunday,
all casual for your senior year of college. Mm-hmm.
Can I ask a question? So yeah. In this not drinking or not eating chocolate, so this is literally like if I was
She's
to die, I'd go to hell right
nine
now.
Months.
Mix of gray and brown, mm-hmm. And then this
yeah,
little
like, baby.
Stuff.
Like
the
Molly
end.
Would go
there.
Out, like just a night out.
Right.
And she'd be like, I'll just take a water.
That's no, awful.
I would drink Monster.
But did you? Okay.
I forgot.
That's true. You're a nurse, Molly.
My dad told me never to drink it, but it looked like beer. I would ask for a Monster in a cup.
That's hilarious.
Not monster. And they would give it to me and always put a bendy straw in it.
That's amazing.
So it looked like
you So you answered part of my question, which is, did you pick up any hobbies or any, like, what did you do in
Well, I'm a hobby horse bear to begin with.
Boy, does Molly love a good hobby. Rollerblading?
Any a casual day off for me, it's like, wake up, go
how
for
many,
a run.
How many
play
hobbies
the piano,
can I
then play the guitar? Then, like, it's I'm just full of hobbies. Mm, I
she's
love
a hobby
hobbies.
So what hobby took over the TV pregnancy stage of your life?
I ran a half marathon. I ran.
Molly, I forgot you did that.
God, I would have used that as an excuse to do anything else.
So
those are the good days.
That was a good time in my life. I was very fit. I wasn't drinking. I wasn't making any unclear decisions. I was very with it at all times for 9 months. No baby at the end.
Plus or minus a touch of TB.
But you were free of TB.
But now I am safer. Yeah, I still have it.
I forgot. Like, are you ever going to have to... Don't
like
you forget,
herpes.
Y'all. Are you ever going to have to go out back on the medicine? Like if you have
no.
a flare up?
Mm-mm. I'll just get a chest x-ray every while to make sure I don't... It's not in there.
Right.
I think talking about...
herpes.
Yeah, talking about these illnesses might be a good segue to a story that I didn't even think I was going to tell tonight, and it just dawned on me that I don't think I told it on the podcast.
Let's
oh
go.
Wait, here no, because we podcasted right before it happened last week.
Let's go.
Dim the lights.
Dim the lights.
So I'm sitting in my living room last week after our podcast. Thank you. And me and my brother are sitting on the couch. My parents are down the shore for vacation without us, and I noticed out of the corner of my eye this like black shadow, and I was just like, oh, like what is that? Like not paying attention. I look back down and then I look up and I was like, what the hell is that? I thought it was a bird. Took me a couple minutes to collect myself. It was a bat flying toward me in my living room. Me and my brother. I chucked his laptop. Thank God it didn't break. And I army crawled. Like I dove to the floor, army crawled. I had rug burns on my arms. I'm army crawling to the bathroom, lock myself in the bathroom. Cause you just don't expect to see it there. So you just don't even think that that's what it would be. Mm-hmm. So my brother runs into the kitchen and like is throwing his jacket at it and like props the back door open. My brother is like 6'2". And our bathroom is like the size of like a guitar case maybe. And he comes in there. He bangs on the door. Bangs on the door. And I'm like, what? And he's like, let me in. So he comes in. We're locked in the bathroom. So we were locked in the bathroom for about half an hour. We're calling my parents who had been out all night since they were on vacation. And they're like, my dad's like, keep it as a pet. And we're like, I'm like screeching. So then I was like, the only logical thing to do, because he's like, the back door is propped open. I said, the only logical thing to do is I need to see the bat leave. Like, I cannot go to bed until I know it's gone.
Right.
So I'm like, I'll climb out the window. I'll just climb out the bathroom window. No big deal.
Meg,
and I'll go shut the back door. Jack is just like, like the whole time. And I am just freaking out. We are pressed against each other in this bathroom. I open the window. I'm elbowing the window, like trying to get it open. There's a screen. I can't get the screen out. So I'm like, we're stuck. So we open the door. We're like, all right, it's probably gone now. Flies right by the door. So we were locked in there for about another 20 minutes. So we decided the most logical thing was my dad finally was able to tell us to get a broom and try to hit it. So we run out of this bathroom. We count to three. We dive on the floor. Get to the kitchen. We both tied dish towels around our head.
Right, it's
logical.
Tough word to say.
Right. I was like, it won't be able to see me this way. And then we get brooms. Then we stood back to back. And for 2 hours, we walked back to back and cleared my house like a SWAT team. Like we were like, 1, 2, 3, clear. Oh, like opened it with a broom, kicked our legs in and searched for this bat for 2 hours. We looked insane. Right. We both dish towels. Don't forget the dish towels. And then finally we couldn't find it. We decided it had left. And then I Googled everything about bats. You ask me anything, I'll know it about a bat, probably.
I'm not going to ask you.
But so then we're like, oh, my God, rabies. We have them. We obviously have them.
Everyone
like,
does.
We're done. We're done for. And, you know, rabies, there's no cure for it. So we're like, that's it.
Just like herpes.
We're done. Like, what are we going to do with our... It's like herpes. Exactly. So we call Tom and wake him up. My older brother's a doctor. And we call him, wake him up. We're like, bye. We have rabies. Like, see ya. It's been nice. We have rabies. We're dying.
There's no cure. Like, you can't
There's no
take
cure.
Something?
You can take...
Will
you
get
just a rabies
continuously
shot.
Be foaming at the mouth?
No. You get a rabies shot, and then you get four of those, and that will stop any rabies. But once you get rabies, you die.
Herpes.
In like 7
Got
days
it.
Of
okay.
it.
Okay. Thank you.
So it took us about another 2 hours to convince ourselves we didn't have rabies, and then I didn't sleep for the night. And we still to this day don't know how it got in there.
I will tell you, when I left the
house...
I think
we were targeted.
When I left the house, your back door was ajar. And I thought to myself, that's odd.
That's really good information to
and
have.
And then I just left.
That explains everything. But that really does explain everything. I was like looking, I found the birth cycle for baby bats, and they get lost when they're born because they don't know how to fly, so they like wander in a house.
I want you to stop talking about bats.
I know everything. Everything. It traumatized me. And then I go out to my car the next morning. The morning. Bats aren't out in the morning.
They're nocturnal.
I'm walking my car in the middle of the street, and three birds flew by, and I jumped to the ground. I was just like, ah! Like, they're back. I'm not the same. Same person I was last podcast, everybody.
Oh, gosh.
So much has
changed.
But
I just thought that that would fit that right in here with all of our struggles. I didn't have rabies, so it's not as bad still, but we don't know yet. You just never know.
You're never going to know.
You never know.
So, Mom, we have a couple of topics that we can dive into. Can hear myself? I'm going to let you choose.
Sure.
Do you want to do a couple of would you rathers?
Oh, good.
Would you like to talk about the fall fashion trends?
Oh, I don't know anything.
Or would you like to talk about celebrity news?
Would you rather?
Yes.
Spicy.
I just asked Jack one before I left. Jack and my mom.
So I have
a good one.
I have a couple here. Would you rather wear wet socks for the rest of your life or only wash your hair once a year? Katie Gallagher would pick that choice. What would you choose?
Wet socks.
Wet socks.
I would choose a wet sock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My hair's too unpredictable.
Yeah. No, I can't. I can't do that.
Would you rather pee your pants in public once a week or poop your pants in private every day?
Wait, can you read that again, please?
Would you rather pee your pants in public once a week?
Once a week.
Or poop your pants in private every day.
I'll take the latter.
Pee my pants.
Pee your pants every day?
In private.
I know, but...
Why can't you control this? What?
I don't know.
We're different.
Oh, my God.
No, I think that...
Because nobody would know.
If you pee your pants in public once a week, you're going to start getting a rep. And not a good one.
Maybe if you go to a different place every week. You'll just be like the cereal.
Or you just like
your pantser.
And you're just always prepared. You're like, ah, here we go. And
you're
just
diaper.
But like, what if you're at work?
You wear a diaper.
You just be like, listen, HR, this is something that's going to happen every day.
You file for disability.
Or once a week,
and
I'm sorry.
It as a disability.
I think that the private thing, you can just handle that.
What?
You wear a diaper.
What did you pick? Are you picking pee your pants with me?
Pee pee.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm doing the second.
Poor choice.
Molly's going to poop for your pants.
Every day in private. It's almost like just going to the bathroom, but...
But it's not. And then you would ruin so many
That's what
pants.
I was
going to
say. You
ruin... You could wear Depends, girl.
But you could do that in public for peeing.
So you would nonstop have to wear a Depends every
and
day.
And you would smell.
You don't know when you're going to pee your pants. It says once a week, but it doesn't promise like
Maybe
every
I want to schedule it for every Thursday.
I'll schedule it with the Would You Rather people.
Okay, so would you like to only be able to whisper everything?
No.
Whisper.
I can't whisper.
Or only be able to shout.
Shout.
Whisper.
Shout. I would like to whisper.
People don't like loud people sometimes.
I'm a really loud person, so I know me. I would die.
Well, sometimes being loud is not appropriate in situations.
That's true.
But it's always appropriate. I mean, except for
what if you were
if
in a public for a job or
course,
something.
Well, then you could just like speak louder, a loud
because
whisper.
You can't. You have to whisper.
You could be like, I'm sorry. I just have a really low voice.
Yeah. And like maybe.
And they'd be like, we don't want
you.
You
have to work in a toll booth. Worker.
I think that would be worse. You have to yell over the loud cars. I don't think this is well thought out.
They don't need to say anything.
They tell you how much money you need to
get. Now this one's the thinker. Okay. Would you rather have a lifetime supply of food from your favorite restaurant or free gasoline for the rest of your life?
Lifetime supply of food from my favorite restaurant.
Or free gas, Olin.
Forever.
Free gas.
Free gas. Forever.
So free food or free gas?
Correct.
Food.
Molly went
free
gas. I was thinking about this.
You have no idea where the gas
you would
trend is going to go.
Yeah, I mean, you fill up your... I would go gas.
You're going to save more money if you do gas.
Yeah, I'm going to do gas.
But a lifetime supply of food. So, like, you're never
but,
buying food.
But no, from your favorite restaurant, which means you're right. not always going to want to be in the mood for...
What if I'm you say Applebee's?
I'm
not
basic.
A bad choice.
I'm a basic eater. I really would... I would... do well with
so if you
McDonald's.
Did Olive Garden you would never get tired of it.
Well, I don't really I wouldn't do Olive
she
Garden.
Said McDonald's.
Oh. But maybe like a little McDonald's
you would. That's a documentary. Or
Super Size Meg.
Or like a pizza place because they have like pizza, cheesesteaks, hoagies,
salads,
French soup fries. You could just like really you could really have options.
Molly wouldn't true. Do the Molly wouldn't do well
yeah.
there.
No, yeah, Molly,
so gasoline.
You gasoline makes gasoline. Sense for your lifestyle.
Thank Molly, you. Do you want to talk about the moment you found out that you had a wheat intolerance?
Sure.
Molly, I remember that vividly.
Yeah. So we were
I made a huge deal during that time.
Let's go back in time.
Rightfully so.
Oh, yeah, rightfully so.
The year was 2012.
It was 2012.
Wow, February.
So I remember, Molly, you tell the story.
So I've eaten well my whole life.
Thanks, Mom and Dad.
Always enjoyed a good meal. I've always gone for seconds. Mm-hmm. I've never turned anything down.
You've always eaten everything on your plate.
Always. There was always. Never a question like I didn't like it. It's like I still ate it.
Mm-hmm.
Model child.
So I'm just moseying along life in my senior year of high school. It's February. I had just turned 18. I thought the world was falling into place.
Sure
was. And then you know, I was on the track team at the time. Didn't have track
practice. Was this indoor practice?
Outdoor.
Outdoor. So it's February and we're outdoor?
Interesting.
That's a good question. Plot hole.
Because I know softball.
Maybe it happened in March.
I think it happened in the spring because softball.
Or April.
I think it was April because I remember it. I remember having softball. And you had track practice.
It was April. Yeah. It was April.
So she's a liar.
February.
She's an unreliable narrator.
Don't trust anything she says.
So I didn't have track practice, so I decided to go for a run anyway. Went home.
Because she's a good athlete.
That's crazy.
I'm not a good athlete. I went home from from school. I ate a meatball sandwich.
Makes sense. And it was on, this is always a part that I always remembered. It wasn't on a roll. It was on a sandwich then. So correct?
Correct.
I don't know why that part always stuck with me.
Paige is a reliable narrator.
But it always did.
And I had I had strawberries.
That was another key.
Allergic to strawberries over here.
Meg actually is allergic to strawberries.
I am. Yeah. So I had strawberries and then I said, all right, all fueled up, ready to go for my run.
Let's do this run.
Waited about like half hour, 45
right,
minutes.
Meatballs.
Yeah.
Right.
Gotta digest. Because
they're all different meatballs. And I went for the run.
Here we go.
I was in pretty good shape because I was running with the track team. Oh, so absolutely. I was thinking like, oh, I'll go for like 3-4 miles.
Casual.
I hit mile one. My legs
gave out.
It was like, and they were like bricks. That's how heavy they were. I had to stop running. And I was like, there's no way that I'm like, what's going on? Yeah. And then I felt so weird. So I turned around and I walked home. I got to my house and I said, Mom, I feel really, really weird. Like, I feel like I'm going to die. I kept saying that. And
I don't like that.
I was like, something's wrong. I just don't feel right. Like, I couldn't pick up my legs. And she was like, you're probably just like having an asthma thing.
Yeah.
We have a nebulizer. She was like, you take a shower. I'll plug in the nebulizer. You'll be fine. I remember stopping into my sister's room. I said, Bridget, I'm going to die.
Molly!
Just so you know.
That's how you felt.
So I went into the shower and
what did your sister say?
Like, she was like, okay. You just look really red. Just looked really red.
Was that Bridget at the time? Or
yes.
Was it Caitlin?
It was
okay.
Bridget. And then I got out of the shower and I couldn't see anything because my face had swollen over my eyes.
Absolutely terrifying.
My mom was getting ready to go to Zumba class with her friend. I walked down the stairs
Pearl
and she
not
said,
like to
you,
miss a Zumba.
You look different. And she was lacing up her sneakers. She was ready to go. And
you're
her friend said, you need to take her to the ER.
Yeah.
We still stopped at CVS to get Benadryl.
Makes sense.
Not sure why.
I thought you were going to say to stop for Zumba. And I
no,
was like, oh my God.
I was in like complete anaphylaxis and we got Benadryl.
Did you pop a
I
couple of bennies?
I could hardly swallow it. That's how swollen my throat was. I went to the ER. I got epi. And
did they shoot it in your leg?
No, IV. They gave it through me.
All right. I'm sorry. I asked. I hate IVs.
And then they said, you're allergic to strawberries. So I went back to school, if you girls remember.
I remember because we had lunch at the time.
I told almost everyone that I came in
Were
contact
you at Six
with.
Lunch?
No, I had lunch with Molly the year before, but I remember, I think I used to like just come to
you
everyone's
to
lunch.
Come to
I
lunch
I came to everyone's lunch. I never went to
so
class.
So I remember you were like, guys, I'm allergic to strawberries.
Yeah.
And I think
and
I
we
even
were
was
like,
me too.
How crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Like, what a shame.
Yeah.
You
so
found
it
out
turned
now.
Out that it was
not strawberries.
A wheat allergy, but it's exercise induced.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
So it took a little bit to figure it out because if you, like an allergy testing, if you just like pricked me with wheat, I wouldn't react. But if I went for a run after, I would.
How did they figure that out? Like, how did they?
Because I
you
kept
had a
eating it.
You had a second.
But then,
and
like,
I had
running.
A second and a I had a second.
Shock.
Thing, same thing. Yeah.
I didn't even.
That time I
that's
ate
crazy.
A Caesar wrap. It and was on a tortilla.
It was on
so
a
now
tortilla.
Could you eat it if you were like dormant for the day.
So now if I'm like sitting down and if you handed me something that either had like a little bit of wheat in it or even like a piece of bread or like a piece of cake.
Or a piece of cake.
I would feel it in my face, like my face goes numb, but like my throat doesn't swell. But then if I were to like walk or run,
it would be game over.
It's game over.
Yeah.
We're so going to CVS for Benadryl.
I
avoid
it. I always have Benadryl on me. I always have my EpiPen.
She was always an Epi. Mm-hmm.
Did they say like why this is just taking hold in this time in your life?
Apparently your allergies change at 18.
That is true.
Because it's crazy. Like we played soccer and I'm sure we like woofed like Wendy's before soccer.
Right. Yes.
And like so very unhealthy
I'm just
things.
Wondering if I'll ever grow out of it.
Yeah.
Mm. If anyone's listening and has any thoughts.
If there's any doctors out there, I'm sure there's at least 5 doctors listening.
Yeah,
right
at
now.
Least at least 5 at all times.
Email us at meg.com.
Meg at gmail at page@gmail.com. Mm-hmm,
that's
it. It's a double one.
Well, we're happy you figured it out.
So yeah, now I'm just wheat free, touch and go. Now that the whole world's gluten free, it's a little bit easier.
Mm-hmm. I was gonna say it was like, I mean, not that it's ever a good time, but like, what a time!
what a time to fall.
I will say I did have a gluten free brownie the other day,
and it was good.
Very moist.
Where'd you get it?
I believe it was the Giant.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
It was like a little brownie bite.
Oh, I had those.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom recently bought those for me.
Very good.
They're very good.
It tasted like
green wrapper.
I think so. Oh. Yeah, it was like a little packet of like 6. I don't know. It was lovely.
They're good.
Mm-hmm. It was lovely.
Are you allergic to anything?
Just seasonal allergies.
Yeah.
Ragweed.
Yeah.
And trees.
I've got a scroll. I got a list.
I'm sure there's other allergies that I just haven't found out. I don't know.
We'll see.
You're pretty average.
Life's a puzzle.
Average Annie. Mal, did you want to talk about your jacket? Or she had another story. She or should we just move on to fall trends?
We could talk about fall trends.
Move on to fall trends. It's just, you know, your typical Patagonia rain jacket. Is that a slicker?
It's a rain jacket. I got it for 50% off at 2 a.m. in Nashville.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Nashville. Let's talk about what was, we'll just touch it because I was supposed to go and it's a touchy subject for me. What was your favorite part of Nashville? Was it the nightlife? Was it the people? Was it the city in general? Is it
the
pretty?
Music.
The music.
And the barbecue.
Great answer. What?
Both great answers. What,
did you go brisket? Did you go rib? Did you
I
go?
I had brisket. I had rib.
Pulled pork?
I don't think I had any pork,
chicken?
But I had pulled chicken.
Okay. Well, how did I know all of those just off the top of my head?
Because you're my friend.
And I know a lot about barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
What sides did you have with the barbecue?
So one day I did potato salad.
Love
one
that.
Day
was it like a mayo or was it a like
so
an oil?
It was mayo. And I actually hate mayo too, but recently I've just been eating potato salad as if I like mayo.
You what, Mom?
That seems like a really quick transition, like from hating mayo to just like eating a bowl of it.
I will take a side of potato salad. Hold the mayo.
I don't know. I recommend it.
Yeah.
Tater
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah. It just clicked. Like there's potato salad everywhere. Actually.
It just clicked in Nashville.
You know where it clicked? At our high school reunion. When
another touchy subject.
I don't remember it.
When there was a giant bowl of potato salad.
Who knew?
Did you stick your
hand
in it?
I went and got a lot of help.
Molly, were you like, ooh.
And at that point, I think it had been sitting out for many hours.
Oh, my God.
Boy, do I wish I was there.
I have one vague memory of me saying our father in Ukraine.
Should we give a shout out to Bern Hearn on her engagement? Did you see she got engaged?
No.
On Facebook. I'm very happy for her.
I am
that's
too.
That's great.
Is she the first one in our class?
No, Anna.
Oh, Anna. That's right.
We've got.
Congrats, Anna.
Everyone's adult.
Molly's going to be next.
No, I'm not.
I'm just kidding.
Never.
Maybe she's already married. okay, let's move on to fall trends. So I don't know if you guys know this, but fall's right around the corner. And boy.
You would never know because it's freaking hot.
And boy, let me tell you, fall is.
I interrupted like the monologue.
You did.
Is this written down too?
No, it's not. This is off the top of my head. And boy, let me tell you, fall is my favorite season. I don't know if you know that about me. Do I look like a fall gal?
No.
Or do I look like a spring fling?
You're a spring,
spring fling
all the way.
Uh-uh. Fall.
No, that's not true.
All day.
It's not true.
All night. I look like a fall gal?
No, like your spring is your favorite.
I was born in the spring. So that's probably why you think that.
That's definitely not. That's no correlation.
No, I literally, I had a conversation about this the other day, and I was like.
With yourself or?
No, it was another person. I live for fall.
Me too.
The temperature is perfect. Light jacket. Mm-hmm. I don't.
It's strange.
And
to
I
me.
Like, I like fall I like clothing.
Having a jacket on.
Love a flannel.
I love. Love being a chunky cozy. Knit.
This is all weird because your color wheel is spring.
I understand my color wheel.
You don't like anything scary, which is a huge correlation.
I never said anything about scary.
I'm just saying
fall.
That they go together. Like all like of these things you don't like
pumpkins,
are in fall.
I love a pumpkin.
That's it.
I like a
pumpkin
good
and a good scarf.
Bonfire. I like a hayride. If we're going scary,
I love a hayride.
I will do a regular hayride. If you want to do scary, I'll sit at the bonfire.
Freshman
I'll see you guys
year
after.
Of high school, my mom told me I had to start getting involved, and so I signed up. Me and Rebecca signed up
Didn't
to go.
Didn't they always do a hay? Or was that just soccer? Anyway,
I signed up to do this hayride, this like haunted hayride, and I was like, great. You
with
know that'll basils? Be that'll be a great transition. That's something I love. So 10 o'clock at night, I'm on a bus with all these Basel people. We get to this. You know, farm.
Right.
We get on this hayride. I'm so excited. It's
so
creepy.
I'm a little shocked about that.
It's so cold. It's great. We go into this dark woods.
Were you scared?
It was a 30-minute hayride at 10 o'clock at night through dark woods, but it wasn't a haunted hayride.
It was just
it was literally
a dark hayride.
Just
see, that's what I like.
A hayride.
I would have been all over that. But I would have been scared the
night.
Whole time.
But that's what's fun. You're a little scared, but no one's jumping
And then I was
you.
Like, oh my God, at the end, it's going to be this big finale. They're going to be like, ha ha. And they were like, have a nice night.
Didn't happen.
So I didn't really do anything after that.
Are you, Molly, tragic. I know you're a pumpkin. I wasn't going to ask that. I know you like coffee. You're like,
I just got sometimes. My first one today.
PSL?
No, just pumpkin coffee.
How was it? Where was
it
from?
It was so good. Starbucks.
Just a straight up pumpkin cough?
Eat? It was a black coffee.
Cool.
With one pump.
One single pump.
A pumpkin. So you could barely taste it, but it was a nice hint.
It was subtle.
Subtle.
Just subtle. Like me, subtle. That's what people describe
yes.
me as.
Right,
all right, proud of you because I haven't divin into the pumpkin yet. I'm all about it. Once the pumpkins come out, give her here. Give it here, Malfoy.
I'll knock you off your broom.
Thank you, Molly.
I'm not a pumpkin coffee. I don't drink coffee, but
yeah.
Pumpkin muffin, throw it at me.
I have pumpkin donuts upstairs. I'll give you one on the
I
way out.
I have a question about
pumpkin
coffee.
Coffee, yeah.
Do you have a desire to drink it?
Nope.
Why?
I had it once.
It's such a community drink.
It really is a community drink.
It brings people.
Do you
want to
hear something sad?
It is.
You're gonna be disgusted with me.
Do you
me.
Feel left out?
Well, I don't drink beer either, so I really am just like knocking everything off my list.
She's
here.
The worst.
I am.
She's the worst.
I am.
Okay. So, okay. I didn't know when the right time to bring this up was. But I think this is the right time to bring it up.
What'd you do?
I will be doing a 2-week detox starting Monday.
That's silly.
And I will not be able to drink alcohol or coffee.
But do you see that? That's silly because once the 2 weeks are over and
I'm going to look hot.
You introduce those things back in
I
though.
Have a
I don't.
Question.
Let's hear it.
Why do you have to cut out coffee? Why don't you just drink it? I just drink it black with no cream.
So the program that I'm doing, I had to buy a lot of stuff. It's expensive. It's fine. Whatever. I'm a working woman. So... they give you a energy caffeine alternative.
Yes.
Yeah. So like you shake it in like water and just hope for the best.
But why 2 weeks?
You think I'm going to do 30 days? Heck no.
But I just like after 2 weeks then is it like, okay, you're done. You're back to your normal life.
No, I'm going to do WW.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. See, like I didn't realize there was a plan.
So by the time Christmas comes, you're going to be like, oh my God, where'd Paige go? Where is she?
Yeah.
And I'm going to be like, here, guys, right here.
In her whisper,
because she's only allowed to whisper.
Yep.
While she's peeing her pants.
Okay.
In public.
I'm so sorry. I just peed my pants. I'm back in my wet socks.
Okay. Okay. Well, best of luck to you.
Thank you. This is 2017 is the year of Paige trying things and not going that well. Although I will say my 5K went swimmingly.
That's exciting.
Yeah. You knew I ran that at Basil's.
Oh, yes.
I do want to give a shout out to Lady Gaga because I listened to her the entire time and she helped me through it. And I just saw her on Monday and I cried 3 times and she was amazing. So
that is amazing. Go Gaga.
Yeah, she was. I'm going to say she was one of the top 3 best shows I've ever seen.
I heard she was incredible.
Edge of Glory acoustic on the piano.
It's all you could ever want in this world.
I don't want to talk about
Chill.
It.
Anymore. Try that.
Chills. Molly. Molly,
you have a
that's your homework
a
assignment.
Hobby
that's your homework assignment.
A new hobby.
Okay, let's move into celebrity news.
Okay.
This one broke my heart. Fergalicious and Josh Duhamel are splitting up after 8 years. Excuse me?
He cheated on her.
He did?
Yeah, like a while ago. And I didn't know that. Together, I'm pretty sure. Don't quote me. Or quote me, maybe.
I don't know.
But I'm pretty sure he cheated on her before and like they stayed
together. Mel, you know
Ferg. I know Ferg.
You know Josh Duhamel.
I'm gonna confirm that because I feel like I'm just giving you.
I didn't know he cheated. That makes me
before, very like before. I don't know if that's why are they breaking up this time.
I don't know. It sounds like they broke up like closer to the beginning of the year and just kept it under wraps. Because little Axel, who I believe is 3, so poor little Axel, you know, has to deal with this.
2009, he cheated on her.
Golly, with the nanny. Tell me it's a nanny.
Axel
wasn't born yet.
I think it's always a nanny. Always a nanny.
Molly, it's always a nanny.
Always a nanny.
All right, so that was sad, but we'll move on to some more happier notes. Adam Levine and his wife,
Fehade Prinsloo,
are preggers.
Yeah, she's hot as hell.
So
she's more hot than I will ever
be. Does he have a child or no?
They have one.
Dusty Rose. So Dusty? I came up with a name for the next child, if it's a girl. Wispy Tool Up. Dusty Rose. You can't. I thought it was really good.
And that concludes this episode.
I thought it was funny. Dusty Rose and Wispy.
Can you imagine if you were Wispy? I'd be like, fuck you guys.
Yeah, Wispy.
Fuck you, Dusty.
You tried, but you didn't get far.
I was just trying to go off of
the
Dusty.
You were the consolation prize to Dusty.
I think Dusty Rose is a cool name.
I know. You say this every time we talk about it.
I'm not going to name. I already know what I'm going to name
Poppy.
My first. Yes, correct.
I got it.
Poppy?
Poppy for a girl. I think it's adorable. Get on board.
I love it.
Get in her glee.
Carrie, my sister Carrie, Carrie also wants to be on the podcast. She will at some point.
Absolutely.
She was saying, she was like, I really like the name Poppy. And I was like, already taken. Sorry.
And whose name is Poppy that everyone's getting this idea?
Nate Berkus, who was the interior designer for Oprah Winfrey, who currently has a TV show with his partner on HGTV, has a child named Poppy.
Have you ever seen the movie Trolls? Anna Kendrick's troll character is named Poppy.
That's not where I got it from.
No, I know, but it's true.
I think it's adorable. Like Molly, I don't want to hear it.
There's no other name that I expect a child from you
Poppy
to have.
Poppy is like
a spring name.
A name for a dad. Like Poppy over here.
A spring name.
It's like a Spanish it's like... Mommy and Poppy.
Okay, so also on my celebrity news, Molly.
That's a way of saying mom and dad.
I understand that. I just think it's cute. My little poppy seed. Anyway.
Paige, I totally say it.
I
have a weird child.
Olive. You like the name Olive.
Yeah.
I love the name Olive.
However, someone I work with has a cat named that. And so every time she talks about it, I'm like, God damn it. Stop talking about
it. Would it be a girl or a boy?
A girl.
Yeah. Oh, guys, speaking of names,
are you going to talk about the states?
Yes.
And everyone was named Oliver and Emma?
Well, the most popular name in Pennsylvania was Emma for a girl. And the most popular name for a boy was Noah.
But
I
like
love that
in
name.
The states in general,
Noah's,
Liam,
though.
Oliver,
I don't know any either.
Liam, Oliver, and Noah, and then the girls were Mia, Emma and Ava.
Yeah, well, like, they were the most popular.
Those were all the states.
Names.
Like none of the states straight.
It was all the same.
And William
Wait,
was one
Mia,
of the boys.
You said
Mia. Yeah.
Which
I'm shocked. I
knew one
Mia. Shout out to Mia.
Oh, yeah. and hashtag Mia Thermopolis.
Oh well, that's she's
Princess of Genovia. She's not big.
Genovia, Genovia. The
Wherever will you?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So that's. I'm glad BuzzFeed today.
Yeah. BuzzFeed. Yeah, 100%.
Also on BuzzFeed, I saw you'll like this because you are a closeted fan of this. Today marks the 10 year anniversary of Gossip Girl.
Oh, XOXO. Love
so,
that shit.
So Molly, did you ever watch Gossip Girl?
Briefly.
So Meg for the longest time, Meg for in college, she was like, Paige, don't tell anybody. Like, I have to tell you something. I'm like, what's up? Like, what?
I really built it up.
She was like, just please don't tell anyone. Like, it's something like I'm like embarrassed about. Like, I just don't even know. Like, just please keep it on the DL. I'm like, okay. Like, what did you do? Who did you murder? And she was like, I've been watching Gossip Girl and I'm obsessed. And I was like, that's it.
But nobody knew. Like, I watched it for months. I'd be like, I am going to bed.
She thinks it's not on brand for her.
I think that a lot of people watch it.
They do.
But
I just was really embarrassed about it for some reason.
It's not on brand for her.
It wasn't that.
Do you have a brand?
I don't think
Molly,
I do, but
everyone has a brand.
Can you give me and Molly our brands? Would you brand us right now?
I already gave you. I gave your intro as your brand.
Say it again.
Mother Teresa
11. Mother Teresa 11, Irish dance and good time gal.
That's your brand.
You think that's really my brand? I think a brand is like...
No, your brand is what you exude and what you want people to think of you as.
What do I exude? And be nice.
Okay.
If you say Oreos.
Halloween.
Yeah.
Darkness.
Okay. That'd be nice.
Twisted tea drinking.
How's that?
Oreo loving.
We could stop. We could stop.
Penguins.
That's, we're good. You're just naming things I like at this point. That's not a brand. Those are just okay. Interests.
Well, Halloween is big for you.
Yeah.
Twisted Tea.
It's big.
It is big. Cereal.
Again, we're just now making a list of things that I like.
What's my
Paige,
brand?
Your brand is spring. Your brand is spring.
It's not. It spring. Is.
Your
patterns, pink
shimmying,
like
monograms. Patterns, monograms. You like luxury
planners.
Things. I do like. You're like a luxury
I'm not
celeb.
Big. I like my phone planner.
No, yeah, you're not. You're a celebrity I'm loving, luxury living, shimmying spring gal.
I don't shimmy that much.
Springtime gal.
I'm
you
not
say
a
it all
springtime
the time.
Springtime gal.
You'll come around to it. You are. Just embrace what you are.
I like the fall. Can I just like the fall?
Yeah. I love the fall.
I mean, if I exude the spring.
You exude spring.
I'll take it.
You do.
But on the inside, I'm an autumn leaf falling from.
Is that going to be the third child after Wispy Violet?
Falling leaf.
Wispy Tulip falling leaf.
Autumn leaf. Okay, so I'll move on. I was going to ask, like, would you rather be Serena or Blair?
Blair.
100% Serena or Blair?
For I have no idea.
Gossip Girl?
I only watched it briefly.
Okay.
Blake or Layton.
Thanks for being on the show. Okay, and then this is actually a huge breaking story that I just found out about today, so it might not be that breaking. Selena Gomez just received a kidney from her friend.
Yeah, but do you know who the friend is? She's in Secret Life.
Secret Life, American Beast. She's like the...
Did you say American Bees?
American Dreams. What is it? American
Teenagers. The American bees, you know, the good old bees, they're in danger.
American bees.
Is that show still on?
No. This girl was on this show.
They're on their 15th season.
And she gave Selena a kidney.
She was like the slutty girl.
Yes,
I remember her.
She was spicy.
What was her name?
La, I don't know.
Prize goes to anyone who remembers.
Yeah, first person to text us after hearing this.
Yeah, the first
without
person
Googling
to tweet
it.
Us.
All those doctors listening.
Yeah, all you five doctors, send us your answer
and your numbers. Anyway,
case of emergency.
Wow. Okay, Molly. I always like to ask our guest if, like, what are your parting words? It can be anything.
She has parting words. I'm not doing a riddle this week because Molly is going to entertain us with a joke.
Okay, first, I want you to give your parting words, and then you'll do the joke, and then we'll sign out.
When you say parting words, I think like parting glass, like that Irish song. Mm. But I'm not going to sing it, but it's just what I'm thinking.
Did you? Is there like a verse from that song that's like lovely, and you like you know the like a single verse from it?
I don't think I'm going to do that.
Okay, forget it.
I think I'm just going to say thank you for having me, and I hope that
thanks for being here.
I hope that the listeners enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed.
Do you know what our listeners'
show.
Names are? Do you know what we named them?
No,
she's not a listener. We named them the Frosted Flakes.
I love the Frosted Flakes.
Yeah. It's very on brand for
Meg.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's
Molly,
your
Molly, take us away with
take
the
us
joke.
Away with the joke.
So this is one of my favorite jokes.
Here we go.
It's kind of like a joke story.
Okay. Love it.
So Mary
had a little lamb.
Has 300 fish.
That's a lot of fish.
And her friend Sally says, "Hey Mary."
Hey Mary.
Where do you keep all your fish?
Okay.
Good question, honestly.
Great question.
And Mary said, "Oh, Sally, I keep them in the bathtub." And Sally said, "Mare, what do you do when you take a bath?" And she said, "I blindfold them."
Thank you for listening to the podcast. Signing out, I am Paige. This is Meg, and
I live for it. Good night.
Had a one-time only guest.
Thank you, Molly.
Molly May.
Thanks for having me.
Closing out the
that's
show.
I told the joke at the end.
Closing it out. But thank you, as always, everyone, for listening. Even though there's probably one person who listens.
Okay, there's a lot of you. We know it.
It's a couple.
Just come clean.
But thank you for listening. Thank you for the messages that you've been sending, saying that you enjoy it.
The gift baskets.
The gift baskets.
We can't get enough
the
of them.
The edible arrangements.
Golly. I mean, I love the edible arrangements. The chocolate dipped ones especially.
Although, I really don't like signing autographs as I get out of my car in the morning. So if we could make it a night thing.
My hand hurts.
Yeah.
Listen,
I'm just
not
a morning person.
I do love taking photos.
Okay.
Know?
We're going.
We're
bye.
Going. Bye.
We always
bye.
Do this.
Love you guys.